Welcome to another edition of Tourism Roundup. In today's program, we look at Jamrock Summer, 90 Days, 90 Ways, an initiative by the Tourism and Entertainment Ministry to further promote the island's rich offerings. And in our No Jamaica feature, we journey to a lush parish on the eastern end of the island. I'm Kadisha Watkiss.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
Last July, the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment launched Jamrock Summer, 90 Days, 90 Ways, an innovative program to promote Jamaica as a year-round entertainment destination. The program represents a major push to attract visitors to the island, as well as encouraging Jamaicans to support local entertainment activities across the country.
Essentially, what we want to do is to create a scenario in Jamaica where visitors can come at any time during the summer and enjoy a range of activities, largely entertainment, but not just entertainment, cultural related, whether it is sport, whether it's food, whether it is hustle, whether it is dance hall, whether it's fashion, a number of activities that they can enjoy.
Chairman of the Entertainment Advisory Board, Kingsley Cooper. The variety and vibrancy of Jamaica's cultural expressions are being packaged to promote the destination to worldwide tourism markets as the land of not merely sun, sea, and sand, but excellent entertainment.
The idea is that there are so many ways to enjoy Jamaica and so many additions that have come about as a result of Jamrock Summer. The idea is it's 90 days because it's a period from late May to the end of August. And the 90 ways is just, you know, so many different ways to enjoy Jamaica in the summertime.
The initiative is being spearheaded by the Tourism and Entertainment Ministry's Entertainment Advisory Board and has been receiving a positive response from stakeholders. The Tourism Enhancement Fund and the Jamaica Tourist Board are funding the Jamrock Summer 90 Days, 90 Ways initiative.
The concept has been sold to all our tourism interests locally and internationally, and everybody wants to see it work.
For years, Jamaica has largely been the destination to which tourists escape during the winter. But with the Jamrock Summer 90 Days, 90 Ways, it is aiming to be the ideal destination all year round, providing a rewarding opportunity for visitors to have the authentic Jamaican experience.
We have more than climate as an attractor. Our culture is very well known, very well appreciated, and very well expected when people visit Jamaica.
State Minister in the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment, Damien Crawford. To maximize exposure and reach, Jamrock Summer 90 Days, 90 Ways will be supported by a social and traditional media network promotion, including an interactive website. In our No Jamaica feature, we look at Port Antonio, situated in the lush eastern parish called Portland. The most exquisite port on earth. That's how American poetess Ella Wheeler Wilcox described Port Antonio. Though largely untapped, the town is the hideaway of some exclusive tourist destinations such as Blue Lagoon, Frenchman's Cove, and Reach Falls. Let's get together now. That's it for this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. Join us again next week when we look at other developments in the tourism sector. For studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Kadisha Watkiss.
Are you the promoter of a new or established event with mass appeal? Submit your event for inclusion in the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment's Jamrock Summer Promotional Program. Film, dance, fashion, food, literary arts, and other entertainment events all qualify for inclusion. Events must fall between May 15 and August 15, 2015. Selected events will benefit from local and international marketing support. Submit your events by Friday, February 13. For more information, contact the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment at 920-492-6230 or email us at entertainment@mot.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.